You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Might Mike coming back at Whisper, it's tight!
Boomer is the champion hurdler!
Sizing John is holding them all under Robbie Power and wins the Gold Cup!
Cheltenham is everything, there's no place like Cheltenham, you know, and if you're lucky enough to ride a winner at the Cheltenham Festival or ride a winner of the Cheltenham Gold Cup, you know, walk down in front of 70,000 people, there's no feeling like it, and Cheltenham is the biggest stage.
Cheltenham Festival 2018 on William Hill Racing Radio.
Not too far away from the start of the Cheltenham Festival 2018, and people have been saying that for ages, but it really is pretty close now. Myself, Alex Dunn and Craig Forsyth recording this on Monday the 19th of February. And we're going to have a little look at the Ryanair, Craig, off the back of a fantastic performance from waiting patiently in the Ascot Chase on the last Saturday. Now the 3-1 joint favourite with Undersow, Fox Norton 11-2, 6-1 Min, Duvan 8 with Top Notch, 10-1 for York Hill, 11's Balco de Flow, 12's for Jackadam and 14's and Bigger the remainder. Just one issue. We don't think waiting patiently is going to go for the Ryanair, do we?
I personally wouldn't want him in the race. I thought he had a hard enough time of it at Ascot. They went out an absolute real strong gallop in that race, and it must have taken a fair bit out the horses. You know, although he cruised through on the bridle for the majority of the race, you know, going that gallop in soft conditions still takes it out them, Alex. And I think the turnaround of 26 days to the festival will come soon enough. I wouldn't be a fan of supporting waiting patiently if he did turn up in this race.
Yeah.
However, in 12 months' time, I'd be a huge fan of supporting him in a Gold Cup.
Yeah.
I think he's a terrific prospect. So, I think, you know, people that want to see him at a festival might have to wait another 12 months or so.
And Top Notch still in there in the betting at 8-1 was put in his place on Saturday, but still has a lot of ability and he's a very solid performer. You know kind of what you're going to get with him.
Yeah, he finished second last year in the GLT to you, York Hill. And he held every chance. There was no real excuses for him. You know, but again, was that an ideal prep for a Ryanair? He's finished fourth, you know, put in his place with no excuses, gave his run in. I don't think there's a huge amount more to come from him. He's only 7, but yeah, I think he is what he is, Top Notch. Should run his race, but likely to find one or two too good.
Okay. And the Old Boy Q card is in the betting at 14-1, should he turn up. And that was a superb run, wasn't it?
It was great to see him bounce back, you know. He's
And he looked to really enjoy himself as well. He certainly wasn't there on sufferance, was he?
Definitely not, Alex. It was a terrific run. And it was great to see him back. But again, you know, at his age, what has that taken out of him? I would prefer if they waited for entry with Q card, put him in the Betfair ball. Don't really see him as a Ryanair horse at this stage of his career.
Okay. What do you like in the Ryanair then?
Well, when you look at the horses to the front of the market, you know, Undersow, obviously he's got strong credentials. He won the race last year in a real good time. And when you look back at previous winners, the only horse to win this race twice was Alberto's run back in 10 and 11 for the John Joe O'Neill and Tony McCoy partnership. I think the first thing to mention is I think he'll start shorter than 3-1 on the day.
Undersell.
Yeah, because I don't think waiting patiently will turn up. I think Fox Norton and Min will definitely go in the Queen Mother. Duvan's a dark one, isn't he? He was due to run, or was entered to run at the weekend, gone, but didn't turn up. They say he's going to go to Cheltenham. York Hill is likely probably going to go in the and the Queen Mother as well. So
it could cut up quite badly this Ryanair, actually, couldn't it?
When it could, yes. Definitely. And it could pay to look, you know, at horses that may run into a place at a big price. You know, it'll be interesting to see where they put Gold Present, whether they're going to aim him at a handicap.
Yeah.
Or they run him in this race. Obviously, the ground was too soft for him at the weekend.
He's 20-1.
20-1, the way he's improved and jumped this year, you know. Looking for a little bit each way value, he'd probably be the one that appeals most. But the way it's going to cut up, Alex, I think Undersow will start much shorter than the current 3-1 that is available at the moment.
Okay. And there's a few at bigger prices. Whether they turn up or not is another question. But the likes of Cloudy Dream and Frodon are both 16-1. And then you've got almost standing dishes in good quality races. The ones who always run okay but never quite get there. Or well, I say never quite get there. They do have their days in the sun. The likes of Outlander, Sub-Lieutenant, Bell's Hill, Trois Fils. They're all bigger prices for a reason. But it is one of those races, isn't it? It's either going to be underso all the way, or well, that's what I think anyway, or you're going to get a bit of a turn-up for the books. Would you back underso at 3-1 right now?
Yeah, simply because I think he could well be a 6-4 shot on the day.
Wow, that short?
I think he will, yeah. Yeah, well, when you look at the opposition and what's likely to turn up against them, you know, particularly if Duvan wasn't there, then, you know, I think he's got really, really strong claims because a lot could well go down Gold Cup route and a lot could well go back to the 2 mile champion chase route. And I think this is going to be a race that cuts up dramatically over the next 3 weeks.
Interesting. So underso at 3-1, worth a bet?
Yeah.
Okay. We're just going to mention, while we've got you, Craig, you were talking off air to me about a couple of handicappers that you like for the festival. I mean, it's hard to be bullish about handicappers' chances right now, because obviously we don't know exactly who's turning up and what weight they're going to carry, etc., etc. But that does mean that there's a bit of value to be found if you can find a winner of a handicapper at this stage of the season. What have you been looking at?
Yeah, my Nap, actually.
Really?
Festival Nap will run on the handicap, hopefully, Alex. Okay. Saying that, she's a mare that also still holds an entry in the champion hurdle.
Right.
But for me, Connections would be absolutely mad to go down that route.
Which race are we going for, firstly?
We're going for the County Hurdle.
Okay, on the Friday. County Hurdle betting. Max Dynamite 8-1, 11s for Off You Go, Hunter's Call 12, 16s and bigger the remainder. What's the horse?
Verdana Blue, Nicky Henderson's horse. Okay. Horse that won at Ascot earlier in the season after overcoming a lot of trouble in running. Never really had her condition since. Travelled really well in the Betfair Hurdle at Newbury last time, but got stuck in the ground coming up the straight, but was a major eye-catcher. Will be reassessed on Tuesday the 20th, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she may drop a couple of pound to 143, which would be excellent if that happened. But I wouldn't be disappointed if, you know, she remained on 145. And I think she's been crying out all season for decent ground. And if she gets that on the Friday of the festival, I think she's one of the stronger bets of the week in the County Hurdle.
Very interesting. And what's the other one?
And the other one, quickly, is in the Ultima, the 3 mile one handicap chase on day one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quite interested, or would be interested, if Tintern Theatre lined up here. A novice that has taken a while for his jumping to improve, but he certainly did that when winning at Kempton over the Christmas period. He ran at Haydock midway through January in the Peter Marsh, and he went well for a long way in that race. Again, he finished, or he unseated his rider, a very tired horse. But, you know, I think the conditions took the toll. He didn't enjoy the heavy ground, but given how well he went for such a large part of that race, suggests he is a novice that is on a good mark at the moment of 138. He is entered to run in the Racing Post Chase at Kempton on Saturday. Be interesting to see if he takes up that engagement. Probably will, given how well he's went around that track at Christmas. But he would be very much of interest to me in the Ultima handicap on day one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.